Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
Welcome to Faith Matters. I'm Tom McGovern, your host, and I'm delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, Dr. Patty Patterson. Patty, you and I have been friends for many, many years, have shared a very beautiful journey together, and it's a joy to have you with us this Sunday afternoon.
Thanks for inviting me, Tom.
You claim this part of the world as your home, born in Hale Center.
Well, actually, at West Texas Hospital in Lubbock, Texas, grew up in Hale Center.
What are your memories of Hale Center?
I would say community. It's farming community. People took care of one another. I remember, I believe I was like in the eighth grade and a tornado came through and we called off school one day and all the kids went out and we walked through the fields and picked up trash so the farmers could get out and plant.
From your childhood, a passion for community, which you still have for people working together, for bringing goodness, especially where there's brokenness and where there's challenge.
Absolutely.
And then from Hale Center on to Lubbock Christian.
Went to Lubbock Christian College at that time.
And like a special shout out to Lubbock Christian, you've got a great passion and love for Lubbock Christian University. And
oh, I do. Actually, I'm on the board there now. They do great work. Really serve kids who otherwise I think really might struggle. They have a lot of students there who could excel anywhere. People go there for the community, for the sense of the whole, and for the spiritual development that is very intentional there.
Okay, and I love their biblical studies, especially, which they have some world-renowned biblical archaeologists, anthropologists there. And, of course, they bring a beautiful faith-based foundation to the instruction, to the university atmosphere.
It's a very practical Christianity. My very good friend Jim Beck, who was instrumental in starting Carpenter's Church here, which is now Open Door, he is there in, during the spring semesters, but the rest of the year he's in Kenya. And students go there and work with him. So it's very hands-on, getting your hands dirty kind of work. He's just been posting about digging a well in a place where there's a tremendous drought. Serving people's needs in a very, very practical way.
How wonderful. It's a lovely description of what Lubbock Christian is. And of course, they have a beautiful sports heritage too, which I rejoice in being the sports person that I am. Then after went on to medical school then at Galveston, what encouraged you to pursue medicine as your calling?
Actually, my first interest was veterinary medicine. My father ran a pig farm just outside of Hale Center. And I was always helping when the pigs were born and you have to clip their milk teeth, you know, spray their umbilical cords and all that stuff, give them shots and medicine. I was very interested in animals, always loved animals. But as time went on, I became more interested in medicine. I actually entered college as a music education major. When you come from a high school of 30 people, you really don't know how competitive you are. Maybe you're in the top third of that group, but when you enter a bigger group, are you really smart enough to do medicine? After a while, figured out, I probably am. And then great, great mentorship at Lubbock Christian, Gary Estep, Lynn and Perry Mason, people that just were fantastic role models, great, great teachers, but very encouraging and led me in a way to go from a first generation college student to being a competitive applicant for medical school.
Then after medical school, you went to residency in Amarillo for 1 year and then went back to Galveston to finish your residency in pediatrics.
That's correct. I did a year of family medicine in Amarillo. that was because I didn't know what I wanted to do, but it also turns out to have been a very good thing to do, particularly given all the mission work. I'm quite comfortable seeing adults as well as the children, which I don't think I would have that if I hadn't done that year and then went back into pediatrics in Galveston.
And then after pediatrics, you had an extraordinary career in Austin. Tell us about what transpired in Austin.
The reason I went there, my original plan was to do a fellowship in pediatric oncology. I wanted to take care of children with cancer. After I'd already done 5 years of residency, the people who loan you the money want their money back. So I had to find a job for a couple of years. And my boss there, Bill Dashner, recommended the state health department. And I looked at several practices, but nobody really wanted somebody to just come in for a couple of years. It takes a while to establish yourself in private practice. So, I don't think there's anything I could do where I would learn more than going to the state health department where they do all the epidemiology, the state labs, some very complicated things. I went at Dr. Dashner's recommendation, worked with one of his very good friends, Cliff Price, in a very short period of time, absolutely fell in love with public health. And it wasn't very long till I figured out, if I was Nobel Prize laureate, smart, and cured childhood cancer, it really wouldn't make a big blip on overall child survival. Children worldwide largely die from bad water, malnutrition, vaccine-preventable diseases. So I became very, very interested in it.
What did you identify early on, especially in the Texas scene? What were the needs that children had, particularly from the dimension of public health, that you were able to identify?
There are a lot of kids in Texas who live in extreme poverty. There are kids in Texas who do not have clean water. There are kids here who don't have access to health care. There's plenty to do here. I think we've worked on good systems of care. I think it's not necessarily my doing, but I think things are a lot better than they were 30 years when I started in this area. And I've always been very interested in childhood injury and injury prevention. Most of those things are preventable. We've come a long way, for example, with automobile safety, just with the right booster seats and seat belts and all those kinds of things, and cars being safer. So the actual mortality rates in children have declined significantly.
Patty, we'll take a short break and then we will continue in our next segment. We'll continue to look at your very wonderful history unfolds. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern. And this Sunday afternoon, I'm delighted to have as our special guest, Dr. Patty Patterson. Patty, I failed to acknowledge at the beginning of the show that you're a full professor in pediatrics in the Department of Pediatrics at Texas Tech University Health Science Center in the medical school. And also the fact that in your role as advocate for children, you serve this entire community. And beyond this community, you are a champion in Central America and in South America and elsewhere as a worldwide proponent of world health. Patty, from the years in Austin, is there any particular passions that you had that are still part of you, obviously?
Well, I've always been interested in not only taking care of one child at a time, which is important and extremely rewarding, but also systems of care. The systems, often systems of oppression, that make life worse for kids. And it's easier, I think, sometimes to talk about the children than it is overall systems, because kids, they really have no choice. They don't pick their parents. They don't pick where they live. They don't pick their socioeconomic status. But at the same time, they all have potential and they all have a life, a soul, and the ability to contribute and to be part of a community. if those systems aren't in place and their environment is such where they never really have a chance, then those abilities and those gifts aren't going to be made available to the overall community. If we as a society can't take care of the children, what can we do?
I'm reminded that you were the first woman commissioner of health.
First and only still.
After that, you came to Lubbock then in 2000.
Came home.
And came to Texas Tech.
Actually, when I interviewed for the vice president for rural health here, that was the third time I'd interviewed at Texas Tech, the Health Sciences Center, twice before for jobs in pediatrics, but things sort of came up that made it more beneficial to stay where I was doing or do something different there at the State Health Department. In 2000, I was recruited here to start the rural health program. Dr. Vela had gotten it started, but it was my task to really move it forward.
And of course, into that story comes that wonderful woman who died recently, Marie Hall, and we would be very remiss if we didn't remember her as part of our reminiscence this Sunday afternoon. Tell us about Marie.
Absolutely. Marie was a wonderful philanthropist. More than that, she was visionary. She was very deliberate in her gifts and always wanted to do things that would have a long-term impact. She was passionate about West Texas. She loved students, but she never really wanted to just do something for one school. She wanted things that would get students across, particularly in the health sciences, to work together, which is the new way that we're really training students. Interprofessional, and she's always was ahead of her time on pushing things.
And of course, witness what you did in putting together that wonderful Marie Hall Department for Rural Health and all the wonderful things it has done. And also our marvelous simulation center.
Marie called it the Synergistic Center. That's the student center there. The simulation center where students from all disciplines work together. It's a fantastic state-of-the-art facility where students learn how to do bedside medicine with mannequins and so forth, rather than learning it the first time they do a procedure in the hospital. The first time they do a procedure now is with mannequins.
I think we can claim a certain national prominence with that through Maria and through what the other visionaries working with her to the various schools at the health sciences. We've put together a marvelous experience there. And
the best descriptions, one of my students wrote a thank you note for her. And please give it to her. Please read it so you know what I'm doing. He was thanking her for all her gifts. The student center, the sim center, his analogy was, it's like going to medical school in Disneyland.
How wonderful, yeah. I've been in there and, of course, absolutely amazed at the ability to look at the complexity of the mystery of the human body. It's just magnificent. And so, Patty, then your most recent area of passion and dedication and vision has been the care of children, especially children who are abused in various ways. Would you like to share a little of that with us?
I've always had a place in my heart for kids who are abused, and it goes all the way back to Galveston. I remember on call in the middle of the night with a little boy who's 23 months old. I remember him very specifically, who had been severely abused. I would just sit and rock him. When he found a foster home, I was his primary care physician, and he would come back. And after a few times, he didn't want to come to me. He wanted to stay with his mom, like perfect. He's bonded with her.
I love this idea of rocking the children. That's a beautiful image of what you do. You rock, you nurture, you hold close in your own love, and then try to create a community in turn that would love and care for these children. And if there is one particular challenge that you see in the care of children who have experienced abuse, what would it be?
I would start with just recognizing abuse. Many children who come in who are victims of abuse, even severe abuse, have been seen in the medical care system within the last couple of weeks. If that had been picked up, perhaps that child would not have been so severely injured.
Patty, we'll take a short break and then we will continue in our next segment. We will continue to look at your dedication and your service to children in need. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern, and this Sunday afternoon, I'm delighted to have as our guest Dr. Patty Patterson. Patty, the champion for children in Lubbock. And after going on break, Chuck and you and I were talking about how does so much of the abuse of children go unnoticed? And just for a moment, could you just reflect on that for a second?
How it goes unnoticed, I think, is probably people wrapped up in their own worlds and don't necessarily look out because it's all around us. I've done this pretty much full-time for 9 years now, where I'm the only board-certified child abuse pediatrician in all of West Texas and eastern New Mexico. So we see amazing, horrible things at times. We also see amazing grace. Many friends of mine now who foster and adopt kids, some have terrible cerebral palsy from their injuries, from their being hit or shaken. Some are blind. These families take them and love them and raise them.
Patty, in addition to helping at the local scene, your late husband Scott and yourself have opened up for children in many parts of the world, Peru and then Central America, a wonderful initiative that now falls under the heading of World Health or Global Health. Would you share a little of that with our listeners this Sunday?
Scott and I, we did medical missions till we guess started in the late 80s. He passed away about 5 years ago, but his work continues. We have a nonprofit called Olive Branch Ministries, which is still going very strong, doing well. Through that, we're able to organize and lead medical mission trips into mostly Peru and Nicaragua. Texas Tech Health Sciences Center students and Texas Tech General Academic Campus students are both involved in these trips. And that's what's made this really fun. This spring break, we'll have a group of students, just very top-notch faculty or fantastic teachers, to go and we'll do clinical work. Everything we do is in concert with the Ministry of Health. And then in Nicaragua, we work with an organization called Mission Padre Cristo. They're there 365 days a year. We work with them. We do things that they need done. We don't just helicopter in, helicopter out. It's all to build community.
I think it's important for our listeners also to know, sure, some of it is faith-based, but it's more, to my mind, based in the care of the communities that you minister to. That's where the ministry is. It's the presence, a healing presence that you bring to so much need.
Exactly. And it's been a tremendous advantage for so many of our students. It's a great recruiting tool. Our students can go anywhere they want. It's one of the things that helps them to decide to come to Lubbock. Most of them had never been here before they interviewed. It creates community among the students who go. I am friends with people who went on trips with us 10 years ago. I work mostly with medical students, of course, but for them to see how they can combine their faith and their practice of medicine. And for them to understand that it's not just when they go to Nicaragua, that's every day in the clinic here or students working at the free clinic.
Through the health sciences, through medicine and nursing and the other health professions, we provide every Wednesday evening a free clinic that is a wonderful tribute to caring for others. I want to come back again to the local scene and your ongoing. Tell us about the
Center for Superheroes. As you can tell, my passion is with children who've been maltreated, abused kids. those children are at much higher risk than the general population for lots of things, depression, suicidality, even heart disease, smoking, drug abuse. But it's not just a bad story. There are evidence-based therapies where these kids can get back on track. Your brain architecture actually changes. So these evidence-based therapies can make lifelong difference for these kids. I didn't know anything about it, but went and found people who did, went to OU, stole part of their team, and we started the Center for Superheroes. Dr. Gomez is a child and adolescent forensic psychologist. He's our lead. We have other therapists there. We're overwhelmed with the need, and we need to hire more people. Other than just serving kids, which of course is primary, we're also spending a lot of time teaching other therapists and students the evidence-based therapies that we know work.
And I'd also like to, you know, to compliment you on the teamwork and the collaboration between the hospitals in town. It's a community endeavor as you see it.
Oh, absolutely. The faith community, there's One Heart Orphan Care, I believe, so if you Google that. There are so many ways to get involved and help these kids. The first Friday night of every month, I'm probably going to be rocking babies at Foster Parents Night Out. Anybody who'd like to come help with that? One Heart Orphan Care.
What would you say to our community of listeners this Sunday afternoon by way of encouragement in caring for children who struggle or who are in need?
There are children all around who need a friend, who need help. Don't be afraid to just talk to them. Kids love to be talked to. Be calm about it. Speak in a soft voice, and they will respond.
Of course, at the beginning of a new school year, our love to all of our teachers, the women and men who do this work day in, day out, and to the healthcare professionals and to the moms and dads who struggle. So thank you, Patty. You're an inspiration. It's been a delight having you this Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Tom. It's been fun.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.